Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Now, welcome to the show. The calling number is 818-301-5834. Again, welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, welcome, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in as well. If you are online, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. go ahead and click on that icon and set it up in any way that you want to be able to get my daily show notes about the show and to be reminded that I'm having a show, okay? So go ahead and do that and get plugged in there. You can also follow us on Facebook, search for The Frank Williams Show, and you should pull up our show page there. Go ahead and do your thing with the Facebook, and you can become friends of the show. As well as Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. The call-in number again is 818-301-5834. Hope you guys had a great day today at work. Or if you're just now on the way to work, hope you have a great day. Or if you go in late tonight, I hope you have a great night at work. And be safe, guys. Above all, be safe. And for sure, those who are listening via cell phone, you guys be safe. I hope you have a hands-free device that you can use as you drive along and listen to the show. Okay, but anyway, it's a Monday. Did you guys know this is a fact, that the most heart attacks happen on Monday morning between like 6 and 9 a.m.? I wonder why. You know why? It's because that's the most stressful time. That's when everyone usually is going back to work. And, you know, after a weekend, and it's just the stress comes in right there. It may start Sunday evening. I know for me, it starts on Sunday. Towards the afternoon or late evening, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, you start thinking about work tomorrow. And you continue to think about it, and anxiety just keep building up as the hours go on, and then you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning and the anxiety builds again, because in Atlanta, the traffic is so bad that, you know, that's an anxiety that you feel in the morning. I used to dread that. So I started just going into the office at like 9:30. That way the hard traffic's gone, and I could get into the office in about 30 to 40 minutes. And that was kind of perfect. And then I'd get out of there and head back home, 3:30 in the afternoon before traffic jumps out there, before traffic gets going. And that's how I used to work it, you know? That's how I used to work it. But again, welcome to the show, 818-301-5834. I see that more people have joined the show via cell phone. And again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, today's episode is called, When is the Time Right for Marriage? Okay, so you guys can call into the show and you can comment on this or whatever, but I had this question asked to me today, okay? Now, I've been married for almost 25 years, 25 in October. So I'll kind of give you the scenario that may help you to make that decision. Because, you know, I think I made the right decision at the time. And, you know, And 25 years later, I mean, everything hadn't been up and, you know, all silk and honey. You know what I'm saying? We done had some stuff in between. I mean, it's been up and down. But that's part of it. Person's life, your life is not just silk and honey all the way through. You know, your life, you know, goes up and down. Same thing here. That's where it's been here. And that's the way it is. But, you know, when the time is right, when I felt like the time was right, and I told you guys this in a previous show that I did about the most crucial step in a relationship before marriage is that fiancé step. A lot of people miss that. You know, like if you're running, if you're in a baseball game and you're running the bases, and you miss a base, you miss a step. Excuse me. And you miss a step, you miss a base. You're gonna be out if they saw it. Okay, you know baseball like that. If they saw it, they throw the ball to that base and step on it, you're out. If you missed that base when you were running around there. Okay, so this is what the fiancé stage of a relationship is, you know, is the step before marriage. If you miss this step, you're going to be out. If you miss this step, you're going to be out. You probably will not make it in the marriage, okay? Because you missed that step. So if you were, you know, think about it this way. If you were coming up to the house and you were getting ready to go to someone's front door and they had like four or five steps that you had to climb to get to the door, to knock on the door or ring the bell, whatever you had, okay? If you miss one of those steps while you're walking up to the door, you're probably going to fall and hit your face up, bump your head up, you know, hit your head on the rail or something, you know, lose a shoe. I don't know. You know, your shoe and your sock may come off, but, you know, you're going to fall. You're not going to make it to the door just yet. But if you hit that step, you ease on up to the door and ring the bell. You open the door. That's the door is marriage. So here it is. The time is when, you know, when is the time right for marriage? Call into the show, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And look here. So once you start a relationship with someone, start to really, you know, start feeling that person, okay? Then y'all got to get to that next step in your relationship, which is, you know, you may move in together and, you know, start another, you know, this is another step in your relationship. And once you move in, I don't recommend people moving in together at a young age. You know, go ahead and go through school. Get what you're going to, you know, go ahead and set up for your career first while you're in this relationship with this person. And once you get out of that career, into that career, start doing, you know, having a stable job. It's important, man. Have a stable job. Then both y'all can join forces and move in together. Get engaged. Okay, I think we should get engaged. Get engaged, join forces with each other, move in together, join your incomes together, take care of that household, and understand how each other lives. Because if you do that, you know, you won't get to the point where, you know, because if you miss that and go ahead and get married, then y'all move in together and start doing that, then you're going to say, I didn't know he had those stinky feet. Man, you know, and stinky feet could be a deal breaker. Okay, you may not be able to deal with that. Some people can't deal with stinky feet. I know I can't. So, the woman may have a little, you know, problem. She might have a little body odor that you didn't really know about. You know, she came home that day from the gym and she was like, pow. She was like, oh, I didn't know that about you. Or she didn't want to wash clothes. She didn't want to cook. She always wanted to go out. She didn't want to cook. Before marriage, she was cooking a little bit. But see, you jumped over the fiancé stage in there and went straight to marriage. You missed that step. So you missed that. That's not going to work. All right? So what I'm saying, when is the time right for marriage? Okay? You'll know when the time is right for marriage after you've lived together, commingle your incomes, start to understand how each other work. Because if you do that before you get married, then if the stinky feet going to be the deal breaker, you won't have to go through all the rigmarole of getting a divorce and breaking up like this, you know, like that. You can just say, hey, Bob, I can't deal with just stinky feet. So this not going to work. Okay? We're going to break the lease. And, you know, we going to call it a night because I can't deal with the stinky feet, Bob. You know? So you know, and it won't be a big deal. Y'all with me? Does that make sense? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. As well as, so and then, like I said, after that, you'll feel it. You'll be like, man, stop playing these games. Time to get serious. Time to, I want a couple of kids. You know, she want a couple of kids. Man, you know. Girl, you know, it's going to set our date. You know what I'm saying? That's how it happens. That's storybook, right? I mean, that's third book, right? But I'm telling you what I did. That's what I did. Almost 25 years later, I'm still here, rowing the boat. As I row the boat, I had to dump a little water out at the same time, because a little water get in there. I think, you know, you start to, you know, with them arguments, a little water get in the boat. You know, you keep paddling, but you got to stop for a minute and dump some of that water out to keep you from sinking. That's all it is, compromise. Compromise. So, and that's the way it'll happen. If you did, you know, and I can't make any promises because, you know, sometimes people get married for the wrong reasons. Sometimes people get married because they had some unprotected sex and they got pregnant and had the baby. Okay? Some people feel like they need to get married because they had a baby together. But although it's a good thing to get married and raise a baby, but you don't have to. But the man, he still got to stand up and take care of the kid. Get him a good, stable job, like I said before. Get child support taken out every week, every 2 weeks, however it works. And keep it moving, brother. And then, but if you get married right there, a lot of these marriages work. Some people get married because they got pregnant. A lot of them work. But a lot of them don't. Most of them don't. So then they come to the point where if they get married with the baby, they're not in love. They never live together, but they coming together and they got to take care of this baby, 21 years old or even younger, okay? And they done got married, not in love. So now, man, I don't love this girl. Or I don't love this guy, but we married. You got to try to make it work. But then he stay out and he was still running the streets, hitting the club, bang banging, talking to the girls, bang banging. So he's not into the marriage either. He feels the same way. But now you got to go through all this stuff to get unmarried. To get divorced. When if you had not thought about it and not got married right there when you had the kid, but take care of the kid and go your way, she go her way and try to find a man that'll take care of her and the kid or help her. You go about your way, but you still gotta take care of that kid. Don't have them and leave them out there. Come on, brother. That's not a reason. That's not the right time to get married. Y'all with me? You may feel like some pressure might be coming from the right for you to get married. Some pressure might be coming from the left for you to get married. But all you have to do, if you got a kid right there, if you step forward and be a man, take care of your kid, there's nothing no one can say. Nothing. They can't say he doesn't take care of his kid. Because he does. And people, you see kids that are with their moms that are taken care of. They well dressed, behaved, everything. And then kids that aren't. So that's not the right time to get married. And it's not the right time for sure to get married on a whim. Some people say, hey, I've been knowing her for 30 minutes. Or, like in Alabama, I've been knowing her all my life. I better not do that. I'm going. But you've been knowing her for 2 days. And, man, I got to get married. You know what that is? You've been knowing her for 2 days and you ready to get married? That means that y'all done had some wild sex and you getting hooked. That's all that is. Call it like it is. You hooked. You ready. I can't let them get away, baby. He's right here, sweet right here. I can't let this one get away. Nah, I'm, I talked to my buddy. He said he didn't think I should, but, you know, I ain't going to listen to him. I'm going to go on. We're going to go to Vegas, and we're going to get married. I'm ready. She ready. Okay? That's not the right time for marriage. You hadn't even known her long enough to even know anything about her. Get to know them. Take your time. What's the rush? What's the rush? Had a baby? That's not a rush. Baby got a long time to grow old with you. It's not a rush. Just take care of it. Not a rush. Don't rush in to marriage. Don't rush in to marriage. Take your time. You know, that song go, take your time, do it right, you can do it, baby. So, do that. Take your time, do it right. You can do it. And, you know, trying to hit to my younger generation that aren't, you know, these guys that aren't married, these young folks that are dating but not married, okay, that's fine. Date, do whatever you do. When it comes time when he wants to ask you to marry him, you tell him, hey, okay, let's give it a year first before we get married. Okay, we'll get married next year around August next year. And we're going to live together. You go ahead and get your stuff together, move into my place, or vice versa. I don't know. Whatever's the best move for you, you can figure that out for a year. See how it works. See how marriage works. That's the way you see how marriage works, is to live together. That's what it's about, living together. Living with the opposite sex for maybe, probably, hopefully, the rest of your life. So, you know, do that, because this is for the rest of your life. Make a good decision that's going to be the decision for the rest of your life. I tell people all the time, make a good decision on the decision that you're getting ready to make for the rest of your life. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I had a great time. Today's show was sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or even corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. Y'all be careful tonight, and take care, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
To say I got to be me. You know. phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight, how could I ever be late, when you're my woman taking up my time. Oh, how could you ever allow, I just, I wonder how, I wish to get out of pocket the fun. Yeah.